听力课堂，听 class.com。
The new Volvo V40 T4 is a car that will both confirm your expectations and confound them. Naturally, it comes laden with safety features, like the side impact protection system, drivers and side airbags, and ABS brakes. The seats, needless to say, are ergonomically designed. And when you fold them flat, you get 50 cubic feet of space in the back. So far, so Volvo. Yet the T4 also has a 200 bhp turbocharged engine, capable of 30 to 70 miles an hour in just 5.9 seconds. So, to the warm glow of satisfaction that comes from owning a Volvo, you can now add the cold tingle of anticipation. The Volvo V40, from £16,130 to £24,630, or from £344 per month via Volvo contract hire. For more details, telephone 0800 114040, or write to Free Post Volvo.
Bluer sky, greener grass, cleaner air. These are elements we see in the vehicles we're developing at Ford Motor Company, like the Synthesis 2010, a car whose body is 100% recyclable, thanks to its lightweight all-aluminium shell, which is just as strong as steel, yet gentler on the gas pump, so it's safer for the environment. Today, Ford is the auto industry leader in aluminium fabrication, as well as an innovator in the application of recycled plastics. It's all part of our continuing effort to build environmentally responsible cars that combine even better fuel economy and high recyclability. We believe this visionary thinking, powered by the latest technology, will reflect positively on the quality of all our lives, which at Ford Motor Company has always been our original idea. For more information, contact us on the internet at http://www.ford.com.
Section 2.
Part 1.
It's 7 a.m. in Kyoto, Japan, and the taxi company has just called a second time to say they can't find my house. Once again, I spell out directions even a blind taxi driver could follow, glance impatiently at my watch, and wait. Only 2 hours remained until my flight leaves, and it's an hour and a half trip to Osaka Airport. Outside, heavy rains are threatening to sweep my little house off the mountain slope on which it teeters, so far north in Kyoto that city buses lurch past only 3 times a day. The telephone rings again. "Terribly sorry," begins the dispatcher. Then I realise what's happened. Flooded with calls, the company is maximising profits by handling only in-city runs. I heard this happens when the weather gets bad. I shout into the phone that I have a plane to catch. I must be in Seoul by noon, and I'll meet at the taxi a few hundred metres away, on a bridge over the Kamo River. Standing above the gale-swelled torrent, horizontal wind-driven rain drenching my overcoat. I gaze up and down the road. No taxi. Finally, struggling with my umbrella and suitcase, I begin to hitchhike. A sedan goes by, driver and passenger, staring at the lunatic, well-dressed foreigner, walking backwards and holding his thumb out in the downpour. From the other direction, a white Nissan approaches, then jams on its brakes. A young man throws open the door, gesturing for me to get in. Shaking with cold and anger, I climb inside. In the most humble Japanese, the man identifies himself as the dispatcher with whom I have spoken 3 times this morning. To get me to my plane, he has abandoned his post and raced from the company in his personal car. He apologizes profusely, but does not explain why a taxi could not pick me up, except to say they are very, very busy this morning. Delivering me straight to the boarding stop for the airport bus, he refuses the 2,000 yen I press into his hand, and, with more apologies, implores me to patronize his company in the future. A few hours later, settling back into my seat as the storm-delayed 727 takes off, I open the newspaper. On the second page, my eyes wander to the headline of a short article. Taxi strike begins this morning in Kyoto. Section 3.
Part 1. People travelling long distances frequently have to decide whether they would prefer to go by land, sea, or air. Hardly anyone can positively enjoy sitting in a train for more than a few hours. Train compartments soon get cramped and stuffy. It is almost impossible to take your mind off the journey. Reading is only a partial solution, for the monotonous rhythm of the wheels clicking on the rails soon lulls you to sleep. During the day, sleep comes in snatches. At night, when you really wish to go to sleep, you rarely manage to do so. If you are lucky enough to get a couchette, you spend half the night staring at the small blue light in the ceiling, or fumbling to find your passport when you cross a frontier. Inevitably, you arrive at your destination almost exhausted. Long car journeys are even less pleasant, for it is quite impossible even to read. On motorways you can, at least, travel fairly safely at high speeds, but more often than not, the greater part of the journey is spent on narrow, bumpy roads which are crowded with traffic. By comparison, trips by sea offer a great variety of civilized comforts. You can stretch your legs on the spacious decks, play games, swim, meet interesting people, and enjoy good food, always assuming, of course, that the sea is calm. If it is not, and you are likely to get seasick, no form of transport could be worse. Even if you travel in ideal weather, sea journeys take a long time. Relatively few people are prepared to sacrifice up to a third of their holidays for the pleasure of travelling on a ship. Aeroplanes have the reputation of being dangerous, and even hardened travellers are intimidated by them. They also have the grave disadvantage of being the most expensive form of transport. But nothing can match them for speed and comfort. Travelling at a height of 30,000 feet, far above the clouds, and at over 500 miles an hour, is an exhilarating experience. You do not have to devise ways of taking your mind off the journey, for an aeroplane gets you to your destination rapidly. For a few hours, you can settle back in a deep armchair to enjoy the flight. The real escapist can watch a free film show and sip champagne on some services. But even when such refinements are not available, There are plenty to keep you occupied. An aeroplane offers you an unusual and breathtaking view of the world. You soar effortlessly over high mountains and deep valleys. You really see the shape of the land. If the landscape is hidden from the view, you can enjoy the extraordinary sight of unbroken cloud plains that stretch out for miles before you, while the sun shines brilliantly in a clear sky. The journey is so smooth that there is nothing to prevent you from reading or sleeping. However you decide to spend your time, one thing is certain. You will arrive at your destination fresh and uncrumpled. You will not have to spend the next few days recovering from a long and arduous journey.
Unit 5. Tourism and Sightseeing. Section 1.
Part 1.
Ms. Jan Morris, what's the most exciting place in Europe, in your opinion?
The energy, hard cash and vision that's going into the rebuilding of Berlin is so colossal that it has become a tourist spectacle in itself now. People go to see the cranes. It's quite stunning.
Where is your least favourite spot?
I've never been good in Denmark because I don't like whimsy. I don't like Hans Christian Andersen's fairy tales. And it always kind of repulsed me that the centrepiece of Denmark is a funfair.
Ah, Miss Jan Morris, what advice do you give travellers?
If you really want to learn about a place, go alone. It's no good taking somebody you hate, but it's even worse taking somebody you love.
Don't most of people assume that you must be miserable travelling alone?
A few years ago, I was sitting outside a pub in the Isle of Man, in my own personal paradise. The Guinness was excellent, the scallops divine, and my antennae were out learning all I could. When a lady walked up, gave me a leaflet and said, "It is only to reassure you, my dear, that God is always with the lonely."
Section 2.
Part 1.
This journey encompasses many of the most impressive experiences of China, in an itinerary which varies from the northern stateliness of Beijing to the natural beauty of the Yangtze Gorges. We also visit the canal city of Suzhou, famed for its gardens, the terracotta warriors of Xi'an, and the marvellous scenery of Guilin, while in Chongqing, Shanghai and Wuhan, we begin to piece together some of the aspects of China's modern history. For many, a highlight will be our journey along the Yangtze River, which cleaves its way through the Sichuan province and the famous Three Gorges, and on to the East China Plain. We have selected first-class river vessels from the Chongqing Shipping Company fleet, each of which was recently constructed and provides amongst the highest cruising standards of vessels that currently operate on the river. The ship's facilities include a restaurant, lounge ballroom, bar, clinic, and beauty salon, and plenty of observation areas on deck. All cabins have ensuite facilities and are air-conditioned. The vessels will not only enable passengers to travel in comfort, but also ensure that they enjoy the many highlights of the river and the gorges in a journey over a leisurely, unrushed period, long enough to relax and capture the flavour of the Yangtze with selected and comprehensive onshore visits. China the Beautiful, including the Yangtze River with Beijing, Shanghai, Suzhou, the Grand Canal, Nanjing, Wuhan, Chongqing, Xi'an, Guilin and Hong Kong. 22 nights from £2,450, Price includes air travel and all road, river, and rail transportation, accommodation, full board in China, room only in Hong Kong, services of local guides. For reservations, please telephone Voyage Jules Verne on 0171 6161 000. Section 3.
Part 1. A cruise along the Yangtze River between Wuhan and Chongqing, including the Three Gorges, with additional visits to Beijing and Xi'an. 15 days from £1,495. Itinerary in brief. Day 1. Depart from London Heathrow on the non-stop Air China flight to Beijing. Day 2. Arrive in Beijing and transfer to the four-star Xiyuan Hotel for a stay of 3 nights. Days 3 to 4. During the stay in Beijing, there will be optional visits to the main sites, such as the Forbidden City, the Temple of Heaven, the Summer Palace, Beijing Zoo, the Great Wall, and the Valley of the Ming Tombs. Day 5. Fly to Wuhan and board the river vessel for the 5-night upstream cruise. Days 6 to 9. Cruise the Yangtze via Shasha and the ancient city of Jinzhou, Badong, the famous Three Gorges, plus an excursion through the Little Gorges and Wanxian. Day 10. Arrive Chongqing for a city tour and overnight stay. Day 11. Fly from Chongqing to Xi'an for a stay of 2 nights at the Grand Castle Hotel. Day 12. During our stay, our sightseeing program will include the famous Terracotta Army, the Provincial Museum, the Wild Goose Pagoda, and the ancient city walls. Day 13. Depart Xi'an to Beijing for a stay of 2 nights at the Xiyuan Hotel. Day 14. Continuation of the optional sightseeing program in and around Beijing. Day 15. Part Beijing on the return flight to London Heathrow, arriving the same day.
Unit 6. Shopping and means of payment. Section 1.
Part 1.
The thoughtful-looking woman checking out a pair of designer khakis on the rack is no ordinary shopper. She is Vicky Henry, a hired snoop, clocking how long it takes a salesperson to appear. Too long, and he's judged to be goofing off. Too fast, and he's deemed pushy. Henry will inspect the salesperson more carefully than the garment in her hands. His attentiveness, sales style, even his use of grammar, and whether he smiles. A smile makes a big difference, she says. As chief executive officer of Feedback Plus, Inc., a Dallas company hired by retailers nationwide to evaluate customer service, Henry says that the most successful stores are usually the ones that get the highest marks on customer satisfaction surveys. I've always had a knack for sales myself, says Henry, 49, a mother of two and grandmother of two. At age 7, she sold more Girl Scout cookies than anyone in her Kansas troop, and later, as a young mother in Dallas, became a Tupperware sales star. Henry worked her way up from small-town bank teller to vice president of marketing for the First City Bank Corps of Dallas. She met Feedback Plus's owner when she hired the company to evaluate service at her bank, saw the company's potential, and 12 years ago, bought in as junior partner, quitting her marketing job. Today, Feedback has over 200 clients, including Neiman Marcus, Crate and Barrel, and Planet Hollywood, as well as museums, amusement parks, and rental car outlets. Henry has a database of nearly 9,000 people nationwide who shop for her. Fringe benefits can include a free meal for evaluating a restaurant. Customers have a right to be demanding, believes Henry, but that doesn't preclude being nice. Returning a smile may mean better service, she says. What if the service isn't just plain bad? She advises shoppers to walk out without making a purchase and ask for the address of company headquarters. Some nightmare stories about servers and salespeople who've been shopped. When one spy customer in a restaurant asked to see a dessert menu, her server replied, "Are you kidding? After all you just ate." When a shopper asked a young department store sales clerk the price of the Venus de Milo statue she was holding, he replied confidently, "I'm sure we'll be able to give it to you real cheap because the arms are broken off." Then there was the salesperson who, on being told by her supervisor that she'd just been evaluated, exclaimed, "I can't believe it. It's getting to the point where I'm going to have to treat everybody well." Section 2.
Part 1. As a medium of exchange, money permits the separation of exchange into the two distinct acts of buying and selling. Without requiring the seller to purchase goods from the person who buys his products or vice versa. In a barter economy, it would be necessary to determine how many plates were worth 100 weight of cotton, or how many pens should be exchanged for a ton of coal, which would be a difficult and time-consuming task. Nowadays, people have found a lot of means of payment. They can pay for the things they buy in cash, or by charge. Because it is inconvenient and unsafe for a person to carry a large amount of cash with him when going to buy something, people can use checks, credit cards, and very shortly even e-currency. There are many kinds of checks, such as personal checks, traveller's checks, and local checks. You need to present your ID to the cashier when you want to pay by check, and you must sign your name on the check. 113 million Americans have at least one bank-issued credit card. They give their owners automatic credit on stores, restaurants, and hotels at home, across the country, and even abroad. And they make many banking services available as well. More and more of these credit cards can be read automatically, making it possible to withdraw or deposit money in scattered locations, whether or not the local branch bank is open. For many of us, the cashless society is not on the horizon. It's already here.
Section 3.
Part 1.
Advertisement 1. Nike launches its Air Total Body 2010 shoe this season. The versatile and high-performance shoe is designed specifically for total body conditioning, a time-efficient head-to-toe workout which redefines the future of fitness. The Air Total Body 2010 features flexible forefoot cushioning, which provides an unsurpassed fit for this innovative multi-activity workout. For retail information, call 1-800-344-NIKE. Advertisement 2. Cheese lovers rejoice. From Stufa Foods comes a new entree, four cheese lasagna, which combines rippled edge noodles with a creamy ricotta and mozzarella filling, accented with Parmesan and Romano cheeses, seasoned tomato sauce, and a mozzarella topping. Available nationwide at your favourite supermarket. The product can be prepared in microwave or conventional ovens. Call 1-800-225-1180. Advertisement 3. Wouldn't you love to brighten your hair without dramatically changing your natural hair colour? New Brights by Nice and Easy brings your hair to life by brightening it with subtle highlights and tons of shine. The gentle, no ammonia formula works in just 15 minutes and is enriched with built-in conditioners to leave hair soft and loaded with shine. Available in clear and seven beautiful shades, champagne, gold, copper, auburn, burgundy, chestnut, coffee. Brights grows out gradually without leaving noticeable roots. For more information, call 1-800-223-5800.